we're going in the wrong direction.
That's what Representative Merlin Newbold told the head of DCFS after hearing the agency had again scored lower in key areas on the state's annual qualitative case review. Director of Human Services Brad McGarry says the largest drop in DCFS happened in child status. That number fell from a 96% standard to an 89% standard in a matter of 5 years.
Child status is basically what is going on in the lives of the child in the last 30 days. And those include important things like, is the child safe? Do they have stability in their life? Do they have permanency? How's their health?
McGarry says another disturbing dip is happening in system performance. That number has dropped from a 90% standard in 2007 to 84% today.
System performance has several components. They include whether we're engaging the parents in service planning or things around the child. That would include whether we're assessing the needs of the child. It includes items like, are we holding child and family team meetings?
The results are based off interviews conducted with community stakeholders, community agencies, and DCFS staff. Brent Platt, who took over as director of DCFS 18 months ago, says he is committed to making sure the agency provides quality service to families of Utah.
I need to pull my team together, and we need to come up with a plan to level off and climb out of this.
Platt says there is not just one factor to blame and says many things have come into play since 2007.
The economy, when it took the nosedive a few years ago, budgets decreased, workload doesn't decrease when the budgets decrease. We still have, as a division, we're required to investigate allegations of abuse and neglect, period. Doesn't matter what the funding is, it doesn't matter what the economy looks like, that's what we have to do.
One legislator who is making it her primary goal to help turn DCFS around is Democratic Representative Christine Watkins. She is running 7 bills during the upcoming legislative session dealing with DCFS and how to make it run more smoothly.
I've been working with the director, Brent Platt, and I know they're making real efforts to change things. And I know that in my own area, it's very visible, the changes they've made. It'll be interesting to see the results of the next review they have, because I think it's just going to go up.
The director of DCFS says he is not planning on asking the legislature for increased funding for caseworkers. Instead, Platt says his top priority is to upgrade the state's child welfare database. He plans on asking the state for funding to do that, as well as increase money for foster parents. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.